What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Next Gen Whitetails Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Harrison Vaughn, and on today's episode, we're going to be giving a rundown of what's been going on this past week in the whitetail woods, the weather, the patterns, what I have been seeing, and kind of going over some strategies and approaches that I'm going to be taking in the upcoming days and weeks as we get into arguably the best time of the year to be a whitetail hunter. The pre-rut and the rut. Sweet, sweet November is almost here. So stick with us. Stay tuned. We've got a really fun one for you today. What's going on, everybody? Like I said earlier, welcome back to another episode of the Next Gen Whitetails Podcast. Not a lot to update you on since last time in terms of successes, but we do have a lot that's been going on, a lot of changes are definitely happening within the woods and within my overall whitetail herd here in North Carolina. First thing I want to go over with you guys today is a food plot update. So as you know, we've got the three really successful food plots that ended up coming really well on these two new properties. And we've seen a lot of really good growth in the early season, but it's obvious that with the cold snaps in the past couple of weeks, we still haven't dipped down below freezing, but the overall growth has definitely declined. And what I mean by that is it was a surge of growth in the first 1 or 2 weeks, but it definitely looks like here over the past month or so, it's kind of plateaued. It's plateaued for a couple of reasons, definitely. I mean, we've got the weather, which is getting colder. We're getting a little bit less sunlight. We're getting a little bit colder temps during the day. We've also been in a little bit of a drought. Now, I wouldn't say it's been a full-blown drought. We're still consistently getting at least 1 or 2 rains a week, but it's gotten much more sporadic and lighter since the earlier part of the season. So both of those are definitely contributing factors. But one thing that I've really noticed is how much these deer hammer these micro plots. All three of these plots are a quarter acre or less, and the deer are all over them. They're running through them basically all hours of the day and night. I'm getting different pictures of deer in there up until this past week. But that's kind of a general update on the food plots. We've definitely seen the big sexy mix from Domain Outdoors coming in really strong, as well as the Forage Feast food plot seed from Plot Spike, which has been a really, really good blend. I've enjoyed using it. It's looked really good this season for us, so I'll likely use that again next year. Moving on to weather patterns that we've been noticing. So it started out for us, as we had talked about in the past couple of episodes, the weather on opening day and basically through the month of September was really good. We had moderate temperatures. There wasn't too much heat, wasn't too much cold. It was kind of the perfect temperatures that you want during September when it comes to observing whitetail movement and having deer on their feet. Now, over the past couple of weeks, we saw a really significant cold snap about 2.5 weeks ago, which is actually when I was able to harvest blades. But since then, the weather has not looked all that great. So going into this upcoming week, temperatures actually dip back up into the mid-70s and even the upper 70s for a couple of days, which is tough going into the last week of October. But what it does open the door for is that big cold snap the first part of November that we all definitely want to see as whitetail hunters. And fortunately for us, we've got a 17-degree temperature swing coming in next Wednesday. So that would be the 1st of November. That November 1st, we've got a 16 to 17-degree temperature swing in a 24-hour period, which is going to really, really kickstart some of the rutting activity that we all want to see. As we all know, deer are going to rut regardless of what happens. But what we really want to see as whitetail hunters is that big snap, that first part of November that tends to always get these older, more mature bucks on their feet in daylight. So if you are a hunter in the Southeast, I would suggest that next Wednesday, circle that date, mark your calendars, November 1st, is the day to be in the stand. I really think that there's going to be a lot of big bucks taken in the Southeast on November the 1st, just based off of that temperature swing and that weather pattern. I mean, when we can go from next week with highs 80 on Friday, 83 Saturday, 82 on Sunday, and then all the way up to 82 again on Monday, down to 69 degrees on Tuesday, and 63 degrees on Wednesday, I really think that's going to snap those bucks into moving. So if you're a whitetail hunter in the Southeast, circle Wednesday, November 1st on your calendars. I really think that's going to be a day to be in the stand for sure. Now, as far as the rutting activity that I'm already seeing, I'm definitely seeing an increase over the past 3 or 4 days with scrape activity. There were a handful of sporadic scrapes popping up early last week, but over the past 3 days, it seems like these bucks have really, really been hitting it hard. Actually, over one of the plots that I was hunting last night, I set up on a little transition zone about 170 yards off of one of our main food plots down that I call the bottom plot. It's in a creek bottom, surrounded by oak flats. But in this specific plot, there were three scrapes that have popped up over the past 72 hours, which was awesome to see, one of which was getting worked really hard. But I'm fairly certain I know the bucks that are making the scrapes, but we're going to get into that here in a little bit. But I would assume, from what I'm hearing throughout the rest of the Southeast and other parts of the country, scrape activity has definitely picked up in the past week, and it's looking to increase in the same manner over the upcoming weeks. Again, like I said a minute ago, I really think that that cold snap next week, when we see temps drop back down into the low 60s on Wednesday, that's going to really spike up that rut activity. Now, one thing that I think has been kind of hindering my overall deer movement, because over the past 5 to 7 days, the daylight activity has dropped tremendously. And when I mean daylight activity, I definitely mean daylight activity. There were multiple days where I didn't get a single daylight picture of even a doe, and even the nighttime activity was very sporadic. And what I think a lot of that has to do with is we're starting to see white oaks and red oaks dropping very heavily over the past week. Now, when I was in there yesterday doing a little observation sit, it seems like those acorns have really slowed down. They dumped a lot over the past week or so, but it seems like a lot of them have already been picked up and eaten on, and these deer are moving back into green food sources from what I'm seeing. With the mast crop this year, with all the rain and the weather that we had this summer, it has been a heavy, heavy hard mast crop here in the Southeast, and more than likely throughout the rest of the country from everything I'm hearing. And that's kind of put a lot of hunters in a pickle if they hunt a property that is flooded with oaks like the properties that I hunt are. There's no real one spot to hunt. We've got white oak flats and red oak flats basically all over the property, so it's really hard to kind of pinpoint this deer movement even when we push closer and closer to the bedding. For example, I've been hunting transition zones the past couple of sits along travel routes leading from the buck bedding, and I'm still only getting pictures right after daylight ends or within the hour or two leading up to shooting light. And I really think that has a lot to do with these deer gorging themselves on acorns, this high protein, high fat diet overnight, and then not moving as much during the day, especially when with this this warming trend we've seen going on. It's definitely hindered the overall daylight movement from the perspective of temperature and from the fact that they've got this really high protein food source that they're hammering at night and not really worrying about during the daylight hours. Now, with that said, over the past 2 days specifically, that daylight activity has definitely picked back up. We've had deer in all of the food plots except for one in daylight hours the past 3 days. Have still yet to see either of our target bucks in daylight, but it is definitely picking up here in the weeks to come. So now, what I'd like to talk with you guys a little bit about is what the patterns I'm seeing are for my two target bucks. So my two target bucks right now are still the same ones I had earlier in the season, with the exception of Big Earl, who has not been seen in about 3 weeks. The White Eight and the Wacky Buck are the two that I'm really honing in on and starting to get a good pattern down with. I know where they are bedded, and I've got stands positioned within a couple hundred yards of both of their bedding areas. Over the past week, I have had nighttime pictures of them daily. And when I say nighttime pictures, I'm not talking about 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I am getting pictures of them then as well. But the majority of my pictures of them are being taken within 30 minutes of shooting light ending in the evening. So we're talking between 7:15 and 7:45 are when we're getting our first pictures of the Wacky Buck and the White Eight coming in. Now, what that tells me is that when we were talking a second ago about that scraping activity, I have them on camera working these scrapes. This specific area of the property, the bottom plot, is where these deer are spending the majority of their time. They're bedding within a couple of hundred yards of here in this creek bottom in an old overgrown pine plantation. And they're eating in this food plot on both the acorn mass that is still left over and the green crop. So we're close. We're very close. Situations like these can lead a lot of deer hunters to do one of two things. You can either push into the bedding area and try to catch them coming back to their beds in the morning, which that actually is not an option for me because they are bedding on a neighboring property that I do not have permission on. Or you can take the strategy that I'm taking, which is continue to set up near these primary food sources that they're hitting, this being a brassica cereal grain blended plot in this bottom, and setting up as close to their transitional zone leading into this food plot as possible. So, like I said earlier, the stand that I'm focusing the most of my effort and attention on right now is a transitional stand that is leading out of their bedding by a creek crossing about 175 yards from this plot. This specific stand and camera is where I'm getting the vast majority of my pictures of both of these bucks with and in the hours right around shooting light. So my goal over the next week is to continue to hammer this specific area, not necessarily oversit it, but really hammer watching these camera pictures and try to pinpoint when these deer are going to be moving. Like I said a little bit ago, I think that temperature swing next Tuesday and Wednesday is going to get these bucks on their feet and bring them out within that 30, 45-minute window that I need to come in earlier. This specific stand is an evening-only stand just based off of access, but that's when I feel like I'm going to get the best shot at putting one of these deer on the ground. Both of these bucks are 5.5 or older. One is 5.5, one is 6.5, and they are really, really close to shooting light. And like I said earlier, I think this pattern of a weather shift that we're getting upcoming is really going to jump these deer into moving within daylight. Now, in terms of the hunts that I've been kind of focusing on over the past week, like I told you, I've been really watching this specific transition zone hard, but I also have done a couple of hang and hunts and hunts from the ground on public land as well. One of my cameras on public has been picking up a nice 130s class 8 point, so a big mature 8 point who's been crossing this one specific creek in daylight several times. Now, I have made a push in and hunted him a couple of times this past week, but he seems to have changed the pattern a little bit. Both of the hunts I went on for him specifically, I had a great win, so I know I haven't bumped him, but I really feel like, kind of similar to what I'm experiencing on the private, this mast crop and the weather has pushed him back into some of the thicker stuff basically solely focusing on acorns near bedding. He's just not getting up on his feet in the same way that the white eight and the wacky buck are not getting up on their feet in full-blown daylight yet. That pattern is definitely going to change. So if you are a whitetail hunter in the southeast, keep an eye on November 1st and October 31st as being a fantastic weather transition to get some of these bucks you might be seeing at night busting into the daylight. It's a grind. It is an absolute grind. I've been feeling it. I am, not wearing down, but it has been a grind over the past couple of weeks. Anytime you get these older, more mature bucks and you're really trying to target and hone in on their patterns, it can be difficult and discouraging when you're sitting these stands and for hours on end, and then you leave, and all of a sudden these bucks are popping out 20, 30 minutes after you leave. Now, as a hunter, be mindful that if you're still getting those pictures of these bucks within 30 minutes of you leaving the stand, there are good things to that. And obviously, there's disappointment because they did not make a daylight appearance. But remember that number one, your access was airtight. If you were able to get in and get out of that stand and he was in there within 20 to 30 minutes of you moving, number one, you did a fantastic job of getting out. You were quiet, you were stealthy, all of those things. But number two, you have good access into that stand. So there's one upside. Number two is the fact that the weather is not perfect yet. The weather is not perfect. You're not going to get that perfect activity right now, but you are in the zone. If you're getting pictures of these deer within 30 minutes to an hour and a half after shooting light or before shooting light, you are in the zone. You're in the area. It's only a matter of time before one of these deer makes that daylight appearance. And like I've been saying, guys, I sound like a broken record. Watch the weather. As soon as we see this weather shift come in the next 2 weeks or so, you're definitely going to see these bigger, more mature bucks that are within an hour of light busting into daylight. This is my favorite time of year to be in the stand, if I'm being completely honest. I love sitting in the rut because I love the action, the rattling, the chasing. I love being able to see that, but I absolutely love targeting specific deer. It's the chess match, it's the cat and mouse, whatever you want to call it. Being able to pattern and find these specific deer is one of my favorite things to do, and the rut sort of limits that because that deer that you've been seeing on camera within an hour of shooting light all fall could be 2 miles away on another hot doe. But these first 2 weeks of November are when you're really going to have your best opportunity to get on one of these target bucks moving in daylight. These deer are smart. These deer are crafty. They're quick. But at the end of the day, if you play your cards right, you have good access, and you play the weather to your advantage, you are going to get a shot at one of these mature bucks. They will eventually slip up, I guarantee it. It's just a matter of picking the right time, picking the right day, picking the right wind to get in there and get the job done. So for those of you that are experiencing similar things to me, the frustration of being so close but so far, be heartened, be happy, because it is coming. The sweet, sweet time of year of November is on its way. It's almost here. These patterns are going to shift in your favor. I firmly believe that with the weather patterns, the moon, the mast crop going back, I believe that over the next 2 weeks, you're going to start seeing some of these bigger, more mature bucks hit the ground if you're on them. Now, you got to be within an hour and a half of shooting light for these patterned deer. But if you can get within that time frame, I really believe that the next 2 weeks are going to be the time to get it done. So mark those calendars, October 31st, November 1st in the southeast. Big temperature swing after this warming trend. It's really going to get the bucks on their feet. They're going to be moving. They're going to be checking these scrapes that are popping up. They're going to be looking around, taking inventory of where these does are, getting prepared for the big party. So be mindful, it's coming. It is coming. I am so excited. This is, like I said, this is my favorite time of the year to hunt. I absolutely love it. If you have any thoughts, any questions from what I've talked about today on this podcast, hit us up on Instagram. I'd be happy to hear what you guys are seeing in the woods, what the activity levels are for y'all, how it's comparing to what I've talked about today. But again, if you have any questions, hit us up on Instagram. This has been a really fun episode. Be on the lookout. We've got another update podcast coming at you soon, and hopefully very soon you'll be hearing an update about a big buck hitting the ground. So let's jump into our conclusion. Thank you guys. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. I hope you learned something. I hope you gained something from what we talked about in today's episode. And if you didn't necessarily learn anything, I hope you at least enjoyed listening to what we had to share. I absolutely love being able to share what I'm experiencing with you guys, and I love hearing feedback from you all on what you guys think about the episodes, as well as what you guys are seeing in your neck of the woods where you're hunting. So if you guys have any questions, any suggestions, any comments, please feel free to send me a message on Instagram at NextGenWhitetails. That is NXTGEN Whitetails on Instagram. So if you're not following us, give us a follow over there. And if you enjoyed listening today, please be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So wherever you're listening, be sure to give us a follow and send us a rating if you enjoyed what you heard today. Now again, I mentioned this on the last episode, we are doing a giveaway of a hat and a hoodie. Our first merchandise giveaway here at Next Gen Whitetails will be coming once we hit that 1,000 follower mark. So again, if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button on Apple or Spotify, and be sure to send us a message on Instagram and give us a follow at NXTGEN Whitetails on Instagram. Thank you guys. Hope you guys have good luck this upcoming week. And I really feel like somebody, hopefully myself included, will be putting one of these big target deer on the ground here in the coming days and weeks. So thank you guys for joining us again. And thank you most importantly for being a part of the Next Gen.